Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Time for your FRI DAY edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's a little bit of a late edition today, guys. Sorry. Usually, I know, don't get confused. It's not Thursday. It actually is Friday. Just one of those Fridays where it was a long Friday. In any case, let's get the show started. It's the 20th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Windows users out there that are on a different platform other than a Windows phone, this could be a game changer. Well, at least Microsoft is hoping so. Microsoft could be bringing desktop Windows apps to the mobile platform. Yes, those programs that you're running on your Windows machine, yeah, that's what they want to port over to the phone. This is basically known as Win32 programs. And this will be for all Windows 10 mobile phones running in the Continuum mode. As far as the whole Continuum mode thing, well, that was actually introduced in Windows 10, and it actually allows the capability of a smartphone to run as a full desktop PC. What Microsoft is considering doing is maybe eliminating the big display and allowing you to run it right on your phone instead. Although that is a big if right now. Kind of interesting. Don't know if Microsoft will get there. It could tempt a lot of users though to go to a Windows phone, especially if they rely heavily on Windows apps, particularly for business. The user experience, however, that I'm not sure about. Hey, staying in the realm of Microsoft anyways, let's move on over to Skype, which doesn't seem to have worked as well since Microsoft took it over, but hey, that's another matter. Skype has actually updated its Android app that you can do a clever little thing with now. You can actually save your video messages. So say that love of your life, or that time you just don't want to forget, and you want to keep it forever, well, now you can. It's simple to do. Once you have the update installed, you just tap on it and choose Saved Gallery if you're using your Android device, and then that's it. It's saved there forever. Until your phone dies. It's not the only new feature in the new Android version of Skype. The new app also gives you an easier way to share images from your gallery and even forward those images from one conversation to another. So if you are in Android and you do rely on Skype, it's definitely worth the update. iOS users don't know what's going on in your territory. Microsoft has been pretty much mute when it comes to an app update for the iPhone platform. We'll see later on down the line. Well, it's taken freaking forever, but finally, Amazon said, duh, maybe we ought to offer two-step verification. That's a good idea. Yeah, it only took Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter to be ahead of them, and then they finally said, yeah, we should do this. The only curious thing about this is that Amazon really hasn't told anybody. No, they're not making the information widely available that says, hey, yeah, you a customer? You got two-step verification waiting on you over here. Why is that? Well, because you've got to go into your account and actually turn it on. After you sign into your account, scroll down to the settings panel, and then you'll see account settings. Then after that, you'll have the option for advanced security settings, and then there you go, turn on that two-step authentication. No, it's not really that hard to go and do. There's a few steps, of course. Just would have been nice to receive a little email about this, Amazon. After all, I don't know how much we spend yearly with you, particularly for all your Prime members. I'm a Prime member. I didn't get an email. Well, now that you know, and if you are with Amazon, don't wait any longer. Go get it turned on right now. Well, at least after you're done listening to the BTN News Show. Yeah, thanks. And finally...
Oh no, my voice cords win. Well, I'm screwed.
Not anymore. Yes, it seems that doctors now can actually grow vocal cords in a lab. Yeah, when you damaged your vocal cords old long ago, doctors would have to basically shoot you full of a whole bunch of crap because they had to give you those cadaver source replacements. Yeah, not a nice process. But those lovely researchers at the University of Wisconsin Medical School have published a preliminary study anyways that say they have successfully cultured 170 sets of vocal cords in their lab. And no, these organs do not require you to get all those shots so that your body doesn't reject them. No. No shots required. So how does one make vocal cords? Well, apparently the researchers collected a bunch of samples from 4 volunteers and 1 cadaver. Really, who volunteered to just take my vocal cords? The cadaver? He or she didn't have a choice. And after that, they just grew them. Yeah, like a plant. It only took 2 weeks to grow them, actually, to have a functional vocal cord.
board.
Then after that came, of course, the testing, which they're saying was actually highly successful. They're hoping that their little discovery will help future surgeries, replace existing scar tissue with a new set of pipes in no seconds flat. Could be a little ways off, though, so don't go throwing out your voice just yet. Of course, the FDA still got to put their stamp of approval on the thing. Not to mention they've got to do testing on animals before they start it over in humans. So, if you're walking down the street one of these days and a dog suddenly just starts talking to you, it probably came from these people. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out. You got to get over there and check out all the great shows on BTN. You can find it at BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, while you're over there checking out all the great shows, if you're loving what we're doing, then consider going over to our Patreon page. You can click that support tab right up there at the top of the page and just give us a small donation every month. Your contribution helps all the great BTN shows stay on the air. And as always, for our Patreon subscribers donating to us right now, thank you so much. We cannot do it without you. Don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well if you're really bored at Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's Friday. Wow, feels good, doesn't it? Oh yeah. That means the weekend's coming up. That means the new show is going to be taking a couple of days off. You should take a couple of days off too as well. Relax, chill out. Monday will be here before we know it, and I don't want to think about that right now. So until Monday, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.